Join Kristen Ace in conversations about shifting our perspective and being more connected in a conscious way with the earth, each other, and ourselves. Share in the laughter, light, and illumination of good vibrations.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Good Vibrations with Kristen. Today, my guest is Joni Isinger. She is a return guest, so you guys should know her by now. And if you don't, please go on back to...
Yeah, if you don't, you should.
All right, go back and listen to the first time that she came onto Good Vibrations. So welcome, Joni. Welcome
Thanks
back.
So much for having me back. Yeah, I'm so glad to be here.
You're welcome. Happy to have you. And we were in the midst of talking about healing, because obviously that's something that I do. It's something that Joni does, but it's something that we have all experienced in one form or another.
Yes.
How to heal our bodies, our psyches, our minds, our spiritual selves. So
it's a great topic.
Thank you.
And don't we all need a little healing right about now?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm just going to be really honest with you that when this whole ascension thing that I started to understand and read about a couple of years ago before 2012.
Oh, don't get Joni started, man.
Because I thought, okay, December 21st, 2012, I was going to wake up and I was like going to have powers that were unbelievable.
Well, listen, you know, a lot of us had a lot of.
Joni had some ideas.
But, you know, what were some of your ideas, Joni?
I thought I wouldn't be here. I thought that maybe I'd be in more of a Nirvana-like reality.
Yeah.
Well, I sort of was of believing that, or at least that I would be able to, these are the things I thought,
right.
I would be able to actually see chakras coming off of people and their vibrational waves, and I would be able to instantly heal myself or others.
Yeah.
But that I would be, you know, probably closer to my Christ-like state.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And maybe it's just that it's the beginning and the opening, because there certainly is. And we talked about this before.
Right.
There's so much shift and change and so many people opening up right now, right?
And would we have had this conversation 4 years ago?
I was actually reading about the ascension 4 years ago.
But so you were, but openly, like the mass public reading.
Not mass. I guess my group is so insular that a lot of us were. But no, not to the extent that we are now.
Right. So it does feel that there's been a shift.
Oh, yeah. There's an explosion.
I still get a little like, how come like this, my knee is still bothering me? You know, how come?
Yeah, right. Discouragement.
Yeah. Like, what?
Despite that gateway having opened, why am I still hurting? Yeah. Why am I making doctor appointments?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So, and I was just saying before we started the actual podcast to Megan and Joni that I was speaking to my sister-in-law whose daughter is struggling with some things. And she said, I really believe that our bodies can heal themselves. We just have to find the things that are locking them or blocking them. And I thought that was a really, I actually thought that was a really powerful statement.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a child, I knew that my body would heal itself. I knew it. There was no...
Unconditionally.
Right. Thank you. I'm going to have words. But I remember every year my parents smoked and the windows were always closed. And every year I would get bronchitis or something. And every year they would go to give me antibiotics. And I remember, I mean, I was like 5 years old. And I thought to myself, I don't need to take this.
Wow.
I can heal myself.
Oh, my God. You did?
And I did. And I've gotten a little astray. I've gone back to doing certain visualizations for certain things to just kind of keep my body clear and try to, you know. But we're always up against so much physical reality that it's this constant thing.
Well, we're not taught that we can heal.
Yeah.
We have a lot. We're bombarded by the media that says that you take this pill for that, mm-hmm. or this hospital could take another one. There's room for one more. You know.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah. And I grew up with a lot of medicine and doctors, and I never thought that I could heal. I had the exact opposite experience. So I find it pretty interesting to hear stories like you, Megan.
Well, it certainly wasn't because my parents encouraged that. You know what I mean?
No.
They would look at me like I had three heads if I said, oh, I don't need that. I'm healing myself.
But that came from inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then that's interesting because you, Joni, went from not believing that to completely healing yourself of all malady.
Yeah.
Am I correct about that?
Almost completely healed.
All right.
Almost. There are just a few things that are residual.
So
I work on myself, and I also ask other healer friends to work on me.
All right. So how could we facilitate more of an understanding of healing in that way, in that intuitive sense, for the audience? What, you know?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that worked for me, and that was doing yoga and meditation to get in touch and to connect with my body, because I was at a point in my life like 20 years ago where I was actually suicidal. I was crazy. I was really sad. My mom had died. My husband left. My business was failing. I was getting sued. Yeah. I mean, you name it, it was going on.
A lot of fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
and I literally crawled into this women's group and was like, oh, I'm just, I don't really want to kill myself, but I really don't want to be here.
Yeah.
And this woman said, just come with me. She had this intuition that I was not okay. And I just shuffled along with her in my jeans, whatever. I'm like, okay, I'll just follow you.
Mm-hmm,
she took me to a yoga class. I hadn't,
I've
like never been to yoga. I'm like, I'm in my jeans. What am I doing here?
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher was so sweet and gentle. And what I kept hearing and what she kept repeating was, just breathe in, talk to this part of your body. And all I did was bawl because I realized that I had not connected with my physical body, maybe in my entire life, which sounds crazy, but I know you guys know what I'm talking about.
What Joni said is we aren't taught to connect with those things at all. We're taught to like take a pill or go to a doctor or. But for me, because I was a dancer, for 25 years, I was super connected, but I still had. I don't feel like I had accessed. I was very clear about the physical stuff, but I hadn't accessed my. My inner light self, my spiritual self. And so once those two things became
integrated.
Yeah. Thank you, Joni. The healing process of moving back into perfection. I don't even want to say that because.
Oh, I believe it is perfection.
But I.
Because I think we're born whole.
We are whole now.
That's creator.
Which
is perfection.
Right. And what I read is, and what resonates is that we are perfect in this moment as we are. And when we think of ourselves as anything but, then we step outside of the vibration that we, the vibration of what we truly are.
Which is love.
Right.
And the opposite of that is fear.
Fear.
And so when we step out of our knowing that we are in fact whole and well, that is when fear overtakes us, and that's when we sock things into our body.
Right.
You know, the Course in Miracles, which has got, you know, it's a very wacky thing, right? But their whole thing about physical healing is about seeing the person as whole.
Correct.
So in order, like, you know, I'm paraphrasing and I'll probably, you know, get it wrong, but.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
Thank you. but it is to hold a vision. Like if I'm working on healing you through the Course in Miracles perspective, it's that I see you as whole. And I hold that vision and I impart it to you in some way. And
is that not what Jesus did?
I think that is.
When Jesus became. Embodied by his Christed self, did he not look at people for their perfection and not see the malady or the dis-ease?
Right.
And in that vision that he held for them,
yes,
that's where the healing came from.
Yes.
I
want to share that I, as a trained Gestalt therapist, I was able to
wait and stop and tell everybody what a Gestalt therapist is.
Good. What's a Gestalt? Gestalt. Pass the mustard. Gestalt.
I always just think of a lot of yelling and
I'm thinking of Knockwurst and pass the mustard. So Fritz Perls was a Gestalt psychologist, and he had, and wait a minute.
No, go.
Okay, I'll just keep going and you'll be cutting. I think we're cutting all
the time. I'm saying I need to write down who Fritz Perls is because I don't know who that is either.
Okay.
That's what she was like, write that down.
So
that
I'm
down.
Like frantically doing this to Megan. We'll go back to who he is.
He was a Gestalt psychologist.
Okay.
And he took psychological principles about a person coming into the world whole. And he applied principles or techniques that could help clients return back to the original times when they moved away from their knowing that they were whole, where they created defense mechanisms, where they became separate from themselves.
So some kind of trauma or whatever.
And that could be lifetimes ago, correct?
Right. Actually, he was only working in the present day. So he wasn't doing past life work. He was doing present
time. So you're taking that
further. So I had no idea because I was a conventionally trained social worker, but I didn't want to be trained as a Freudian. I didn't quite believe that. So I liked the
too
idea.
Much penis stuff there for me. Sorry.
A cigar might just be a cigar. That's all I can tell you,
frankly,
honey.
It always has been that way for me. But
There you go, honey. So you would have the client sit in the chair, and you would have them just quiet the way you might do in meditation. And then the person needs to go inside, and they need to then feel. And when the idea is that when you feel, you are in the now, these are all spiritual and healing principles, then something is going to come to the surface. Mm-hmm. And then that is usually where you're bringing the person back to the time of the original trauma. Now, if a person is spiritual, they might actually be able to leap into a past life. But almost all the time, the person who is in the therapist's office is really dealing with the here and now, something in that lifetime. And so when a person becomes alienated from those defense mechanisms, from those parts, then the therapist helps them heal. They get to honor what they went through and accept, and then they can heal and they can rewrite scripts. A
so
lot
they
of
can
this
transmute
is healing.
That, and that's something that I learned from a Native American shaman who said to me, I said something to him like, well, I've just got to let that go. And he said, Kristen, we don't believe in letting it go because energy is alive. Where does it go? If you let it go, Kristen, it goes out into the universe and it will either hit somebody else or come. He said, as Native Americans, we believe in transmuting.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Well, and you know, when you talk about letting go, I think so much of what goes on in our bodies, there's cellular memory.
Yes. Yes.
This is what I you know, when I went to the yoga class and there I was bawling. It was like, oh, my God, introduced to my body. And every new body part, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Right.
Well, we can get into acupuncture and acupressure, which is also cellular memory. A lot of people don't quite know why they're having needles put in them and afterwards why they're feeling better.
So, but isn't it also that it opens up the meridian pathways, which is the energy pathways in the body, correct?
Yes, okay. And that the energy, the emotional trauma gets socked in those meridians. Right. So when you put the needles, when you have a great acupuncturist or acupressure clinician identify what that person might be going through, what they're suffering from, they can either with pressure, if it's acupressure, or with needles, in that case, acupuncture, they can identify those spots, the meridian points, and then they can help release the energy that's clogged. I go a bit further. Again, identifying that our bodies are like supercomputers that have memory, not just from this lifetime, but from
all the
incarnations.
That's right.
And that we need to go in and find those circuit boards that are hurting and then help the person release where they're stuck.
And what they're holding.
Right.
And it's interesting because the last time Joni was on, I'd said, we were going to take a picture. And I said, okay, just not on this side of my face because I have a big...
That's right, yeah.
I was all swollen because I had eaten a lot of sugar.
Oh, yeah.
And Joni said, oh, well, do you want me to do a little bloop? And I was like, oh, okay. And so she did her... And she was doing... She said, okay, and I'm just going to make this fast because it's just... It was maybe we were together maybe 5-10 minutes, but she said, okay, this is where you were. You were at this thing in a past life and your body was being prepared for burial and you were above yourself watching and freaking out about that. And so you just need to tell that part of yourself that that was a natural process. That's how your people did things back in that time and that there was no desecration and everything is fine. And you're treating sugar as poison and sugar is just sugar, Kristen. And I went, oh, okay. Right. That's what I said. Oh, okay. And then we went ahead and did the podcast. I went home and the swelling was gone. And I have, by the way, had, you know, sugar since then because I do like sugar and I've never had that return on my eye ever since that time. So even though I don't right. As Kristen Ace remember, right? I don't remember that. All I know is I did the forgiveness of the people in that scenario, and I said great, and I allowed my higher self to do all of that for me, and
right. I've not had
that. Yes, but I have not had that symptom. That's wonderful. That's exactly So, but I have to say, when I first started really understanding psychic and spiritual things, I actually knew that I'd had past lives, but I didn't know that I could access healing through that pathway.
Yes.
So,
isn't it amazing?
It is.
There's so much of that. I think there's like these different levels of healing, like connected to, like a chronic back thing, right?
Right.
You know, you've got your physical level,
right,
and then you've got the emotional level,
right,
and then you've got the spiritual stuff, mm-hmm. and I don't know which direction it goes. Maybe Joni. Like, which starts first? You release the physical and then work through, and then the final healing is the spiritual aspect?
You know, I have to say, I have a few friends who do this, and they talk about the mental body and the spiritual body and the mm-hmm. physical body, and I don't work within that paradigm.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
It's interesting that you share that, because there are healers that do.
Yeah, I don't necessarily, but it just seems that there are all these levels and layers.
There are layers that, they're all different. Oh, I'm getting all excited. I love talking about this. I'm a little excited.
Goosebumps all over my body because my body's going, yes, yes, yes.
Healers unite.
Whoa. Yes, a lot of energy in here, right?
In terms of a person's physical body, you have the energetic body, which is outside, called the aura. That's the field.
Right.
And then you have the physical body, which is the person's corporal body, where the cells all have energy within them and they have a consciousness. Each cell is a living, breathing, knowing.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And that is exactly right.
And then you have the chakras, which are the energy centers. And I work within the paradigm of there being seven, but there are other healers that where there are more.
Right.
And so there are many there are many energy stores within that person. And then in terms of the bigger picture, then we have I guess I would say that we're all aspects of God.
Yes,
and that we're God's sparks, and that God sparked itself out. We could say creator, source, all that is. It doesn't have to be the term God.
That's right.
And that it sparked itself out because it wanted to know itself better. So this is one grand expanding movie. And so we are...
And we're all playing a part.
And we're all playing a part. Hoping your movie is a good one. And
I think we need to have everybody remember their lines in their movie, because I think we've forgotten our roles, and we're playing parts of things that we weren't intended to play. That's what I think.
It's director, where are you?
Yes,
come on,
exactly.
Director.
Cut. This movie is no good. Let's go to a different movie.
Rewrite.
That's right. So. So I believe that we have one oversoul, if we could say that, and then we are sparked out, each individual.
The oversoul,
aspect.
Wouldn't you call that your higher self?
In this case, I would say no. I'd say that that God spark that burst out is one piece, and then from there it sparks out. All of us, in fact, are playing many, many, many parts all over creation.
Yes.
Like we're multidimensional beings, or we can also say that we have holographic experiences. So on
that one, that's interesting. And I'm sorry to interrupt, but
oh, it's okay.
My son actually said something to me like, you know, how do we know, Mom, that the universe wasn't created just 2 seconds ago and that we're just dreaming that our whole lives have happened? And I was like, you know, honey, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. is a really cool question, mm-hmm. but that messes with my mind a little bit, honey. So you're
Pass.
Ahead of me there. You're ahead of me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Wait,
no, it's okay. No, I'm taking that. What he says, we're playing. This is a movie. We're playing many, many roles all over the place. And so the three of us are here in this room. So we're little pieces of our bigger oversoul.
Yes. But I would like to have a clearer. I don't know how to say this.
I think that's a hard one. I know where you're going with this. I think it's not linear, and that's the difficult thing.
That's
it's very hard for
us. It's 360. It's a 360 experience.
To describe or illustrate.
right.
this thing, because I think it really, there's so many dynamic.
But that's where I get into yeah. that question of healing, and I put that in quotes, which you guys out there can't see me quoting, but I am putting little quote marks next
like
to my microphone.
Doing. I like what you're doing.
Little fingers.
Because if we are perfection, why are we not? Why are we not able to instantly remember that and then just...
No, good question. So we'll take the sparks that are here in this room. So there are the three of us. So before we came into Earth School, what I believe this is what this reality is called, we were on the other side in another realm, and that we chose to come down to be who we are now.
And we went to what, remember Julie Genovese says, we went to the spiritual pub, isn't that what she calls it, and picked our little lives and said, ooh, that's going to be fun. Let's go down and be that.
Exactly. And that we get hit with the veil of unknowing or the veil of forgetfulness before we come down, so we don't remember the plan.
Silly idea.
Sucks.
Yes.
I agree. I just have
that's
to
just
say.
Not, I want to, when I go back up into those, that, I'm just going to say, I think that's a bad idea.
No saloon.
Yeah.
I think we really need to remember so we stop doing these horrible things to each other. Well,
the horrible things are, in fact, blessed events. It feels horrible here.
I know.
We need to know that. So what? They're seemingly bad. They are, in fact,
so
not
the
bad.
Judgment right. on that right. is where the issue comes in.
And that's where healing is necessary, because people forget that, in fact, a lot of these things that we've created, a lot of what we experience, these traumas are pre-birth planned.
Right, which is what we're talking about. The spiritual pub is part of
the pre-birth planning
a fun way of
saloon.
Saying, yeah.
But I also thought that, I had a train of thought about experiencing that we were supposed to originally experience these things for the wisdom of our soul or the growth of our experience, and release them and keep going on. But we have held them and held onto them because we have, and I'm using those quotes again, you guys, forgotten.
I'm going to take a picture of
who
you
we are.
Yes.
Bunny ears. Bunny ears moving on either side of
I'm
the
doing
mic.
It.
That's right.
I'm
all right. Megan's taking a picture of me right now. Forgotten.
You can so keep good. Talking. Just keep the fingers there.
We've forgotten really what we've come from and really who we are.
Yeah.
And therein lies the paradox of being on this plane.
Right. This Earth School is one friend shared that this is one of the hardest planets to be on in creation. It is the toughest, most challenging, and that a lot of us choose to be here so we could really knock away a lot of our fears. We end up with baggage. If we are fearful and if we have unforgiveness, we sock it in our bodies. Mm-hmm. That's what illness is. Oh, it could be emotional illness. It could be physical illness or both. And then if we still have that unforgiveness at the time that we pass and go back home, it becomes karmic. And that at some point we need to reincarnate in order to work that through. And then you have baggage upon baggage upon baggage. And that's why there's so much walking wounded.
Right. And I understand all of that. But what I've also come to understand is that the shift in 2012 was a releasing of our karmic life. And
there's an opportunity.
There's
to
an
release.
opportunity,
but not released. Not, we were not released from it. We had the opportunity to.
Okay.
The opportunity to release. So I'm wondering, do you have some level of disappointment, or is it more confusion? Or both?
No, I would very much like to be released from that karmic
we're in charge.
Existence.
That's the part, is that we will.
But I think in order to do that,
we save ourselves.
Right,
no one will do that.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's right. And so that means that I need to, not need to, I don't need to do anything. I want to be clear.
Yeah.
My decision is to live a more mindful existence.
I believe that the more awareness and the more remembering and the more, that is what enlightenment is about.
Yes,
is that we remember more and more who we are and what that light is about and what that connection is. And in that remembering, grace comes in and more karma, whatever it is, all the baggage
is
getting
released.
Healed.
Yes.
Right.
And when you talk about this planet, I think of this planet, and I don't know about any others, to be honest with you, but my first thought was this is a very dense place.
Yes,
it feels to me like it's like there are other places that are not quite so dense.
Well, I've had dreams. In my dreams, I'm on planets where I'm like flying and it's easier and I'm lighter and the communication is easier and everything is freer. But I have to say, I love this earth so passionately.
Yeah,
the
I do
animals,
too.
The insects, the beauty that exists here is so profound to me that I sometimes feel like I can't breathe.
Mm. You know, there was a movie once called Michael. I think John Travolta played the Archangel Michael.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I didn't see it, but I know he.
He comes down. The part of the storyline is this is Michael's last incarnation, his last time being on the planet ever.
Oh.
And so he's having a party, smoking cigarettes, he's picking up girls, he's drinking.
Yeah.
But there, and I kind of relate to that to a degree. But
I do too.
But there is a scene where he's sitting at a sunrise on a log and he's grabbing the earth and he's just squeezing the dirt in his hand and crying because he wants to hold on.
That's why we keep coming back.
It's so funny that you say that because
I just got big chills.
I know,
thank
me too.
You, Michael.
The hair, every hair on my body is standing on end. But I was thinking about this movie that I haven't thought about in a long time, and it's Nicolas Cage. I can't remember the name of the movie, but he's an angel.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yes, and the song from that movie is a good. I was like, and I don't want the world to see me because I don't. Right.
Yep.
So.
With Meg Ryan.
Oh my God. And Nicolas Cage decides, I want to be human.
Yeah,
and
he incarnates.
He comes to our side.
As an incarnated angel.
And it's almost, and the process is almost like he falls from grace.
That's
like really interesting.
And in the beginning of the movie, all the angels of the earth go to the beaches in the world and...
Every sunrise.
And they hum. Yeah. And we can't hear them, but really I think we do hear them. Mm-hmm. And when he fell from grace, he went to the same beach that he had been going to for eons to do the humming with his angels, and he went swimming.
Yes.
And he was like, and it was in the water and the feeling of it. And I was like, I understand that.
Oh, and remember when he finally incarnates and he gets with her and she goes shopping and he's like eating food.
Right.
Like, wow. You know, and I thought, I really relate to that.
I do too.
It's like, ooh.
It's good.
That
it's like
sensory.
Me with Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I can say. That two words. Krispy Kreme.
Krispy?
Yeah.
Cream.
That's what brings me to earth each time.
Oh, there's many things that bring me to earth, but I think it's I think it's the animals and the smell in the morning, and I get up and I look at the earth and I just go, oh, the earth.
Yeah, something that draws us back.
You know, you ask about healing and how people are unable to heal, and I think that society doesn't give that message in the media that we can.
No.
So I think Megan had mentioned it. I don't remember if it was at the beginning or before we were chatting, but that's my memory. sometimes it takes for people to have gone and exhausted all of their resources before they end up going to a healer.
Correct.
A lot of people show up, maybe it's also with you, that by the time that they get to you, they say, you know, I've had it. I do not want to undergo those tests. I don't want to take more medicine.
Correct.
Or I'm so confused, I don't even know what to believe. What do you say?
Right.
Yeah.
And that has been my experience with a lot of people come because they've run out of options in what's available to them. And at that place that we are speaking, we need to stop because we are coming up on the end of our time with our audience. But my God, this is so exciting. Joni, will you come back and talk more about this with us?
I would love to. I love this topic.
Oh, yes, I do too.
Tell everybody how people can find out about Joni. Joni, what's
your... Joni, tell us how to find you.
Well, my website is joniswhitelighthealing.com. That's J-O-A-N... IES white light WHITELIGHT healing.com.
There you go.
And
so that's great.
I'm,
and everybody
I'm all
knows.
Over Google now.
Yes,
Google
I know.
Me.
That's very exciting.
And
you'll be all over Kristen's site.
Yep, that's right. And I'll have your, her website will be available on my blog, and everybody knows how to reach me. I mean, well, I would think so by now.
And they're going to find out in a minute if they just hang on.
That's right. So thank you, Joni. Thank you, Megan.
Thanks so much.
This is very exciting.
We could do this all day long.
We could.
I love it.
I do, too. And I appreciate all of you guys out there listening and on your journeys into your whole divine selves. We are with you, and I love you. Thanks.
To hear more great interviews and stories by Kristen, please visit goodvibrationswithkristen.com or find, like, and share Good Vibrations with Kristen on Facebook and tell Kristen about your inspiring stories.